Erichin Per Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. So we continue in the Lahokul Lachme cases. Bishar Hamud Shehemis Soevet Lahokul Lachme Ketzad. Echot Shehemis Es Hanoah Sheba Avodim. The knas that the Torah put down of Shloshim Shkolim for a Horag Es Hoevid, that the Odoin, not only does the Shor get Misa, but the Odoin is Mukhuy Vekoifer, is that amount of money is both, if it's a Nosha Bavodim, he's tall, he's strong, he's handsome, he's capable, he's worth $1 million. Shloshim Shkolim. Vesakor Shabavodim, even if he's ugly and he's crippled, whatever it is, Shloshim Shkolim. Noisim Shloshim Sela. Hemis Ben Choirin. Noisin Es Shavyov. The din of Shloshim Shkolim, not more, not less, is only by an Eved. The din of Hemis Ben Choirin is he has to give his value, and over there, about it'll go up and down, can feed the value of the person. The Grav that sticks in, and the word Noisin Es Shavyov of who? The Rav says, Demein Nizik, the value of the Nizik, and that's the Pashtus, because he's paying for the value of the person who his negligence in watching his shore caused that person to be killed. He has to be koifer. He has to pay koifer the value of that person. Lemaisa in Bava Kama Daf Mem it's Machlek Stanoim. The Rav Nem's on like the Shita. You look at Rabbeinu Gershom on the side. Doesn't say like the Rav. He brings the other sheet that holds Demei Mazik, and the reasoning behind that is that since the Torah calls it koifer, he's paying Demei Kapora on himself, in order that he shouldn't be chai misa b'dei shemayim kivavur in the passing of Pashat Mishpatim, he has to redeem himself. So how much does he pay? His own value, not the value of the nizik. He's not paying tashlumei nizik, he's paying koifer. Good, that's the machlokes. Chova b'zeh b'zeh. What happens if it's not the shor, didn't kill anybody, the shor was choivul? Mishalim nizik shalim. It doesn't make a difference if it's an eved or if it's a ben choyrim. The halacha is he pays the value of the chavolo. Now the pashtus, the reason why the Mishnah can say mishalim nezik shalom is because we're talking about a shor muid. A shor muid, after three times, pays nezik shalom. Like we pointed out, a shor tam, the same way he wouldn't be chayv koifer the first three times because it's unexpected, it's just a gloiness. So to the din is also that he doesn't pay on chavolo nezik shalom. He pays chatzi nezik, and he doesn't have to pay it out of pocket. He pays him megufe shal hashor. One thing, the Tais Yom Tov is Mitzayin over here, that there's a Shita that's brought down, it's not in the Mishnayis, but the Brice in the beginning of Bava Kama brings down Shita Sur B'Kiva, that holds that a short tam that's Choyvel Odom also pays Nezik Sholem. The Kula that a short tam pays Chatzin Nezik Mikufa is only by property damage, not by Chavolas HaOdom. Chavolas HaOdom, he has a din of a Shor Hamud right away. The Mishnah just says Mishalim Nezik Shalom without getting into the Pratim. We're not learning Bava Kama. Mishnah Dalet. Bo'inis u'b'mefatel lahokul lahach me'ketzad. Echot sha'onas u'pitos hagdoyle. Both if he was ma'anis, he forced a ma'isibiyah onto a naira psula. I say the word naira because the pashtus is for sure that the din of knas is negea by a naira who's a psula who's not married. Whether that word naira is lafukik tanez machlek tanoim in the third perek in Ksubis, where the dinim are. Either Ainis or Pito, where he was mefata, he convinced her, seduced her, but either way he's chayiv to the father. The mazik is not so much to her, the mazik is to the father. So the halacha is, it doesn't make a difference whether he the victim of the Ainis or the Pitoi was G'dayla Shebekahuna Vesaktana Shebeyisrael. It could be the Bas Ham Yucheses, and now that she's a Neveles, she's spoiled for marrying into the best Mishpachas in Klal Yisrael. Or it could be that she's a disadvantaged from the lowest of the low. The value clearly should be different. The Halach is still Noisen Chamishim Sela Lahokul Lahachme. V'abayshe Supgam Hakoy Lufi HaMevayish V'HaMezbayish. The Knas that has in a set amount by Pachos V'Layos of Chamishim Sela is only on the Oynis or the Pitui of itself. But there are still other damages also. Boishis and Pagam, Boishis we understand, is Boishis in such a Maisa. And Pagam is what we would call, if we were learning Bava Kama Perek HaChoyva, we would call it damage on a person, their lack of value. That means that Avada, this Yiddish Medu, is worth less What does it mean worth less? It's worth less for the father to marry her off, depending on whether she's from a better mishpacha or from a shvacher mishpacha. By the way, how do you value how much somebody is worth for marriage? Bishlema, where you're dunning on chavol in the previous Mishnah by a shor that breaks somebody's nose or breaks his legs, so you'd shatz him up kifish shuma of an evet, even though he's a ben chayrin, but there's exes hakosu that the way to get at the value of a person is by shatzim of kevet. So machlokes, by the way, whether that is a form of knas, because it's not really the value of a person, is how much he can be sold as an evet. He's a regular person walking down the street. It's not an evet. So how much he's worth on the market, maybe that's only a knas. It's machlokes the Rambam the Ravid. The pashtus of the Gemara is that it's momen, because that's the way the terms convey the value of a person. Even though ain domen leben chayrin, the Rambam famously holds that nezek, begam, is also really a knas, because that's not really the value of a person. But over here in the Mishnah, when we're dealing with begam, we're dealing with the devaluation of a bas yisrael for marriage. How do you shots that up in dollars and cents? So the Gemara says, again, it's in Bava Kama, but it's over here also, it's also in Ksubis, that the way to measure, to value her, is if she's sold as a shivcha, somebody who wants to marry her off for an evet. Remember, value of a person is only shatzing up on the slave market. There's no value really for a person who's a menchayrin. So value of a person in terms of a broken leg is only in terms of a loss of value on the slave market. So too over here. If somebody would want to buy this Bas Yisrael to marry off to his evet, even though Be'etzim buying on the open market, L'chor, there's no difference between, L'gabi work, there's certainly no difference between Mishpachim Yuchesis B'Yisrael and K'tanish B'Yisrael, but L'gabi valuation for somebody who would want to marry her off to an Eved, on that there is. Even though it's also not so understandable, because if you'd want to marry her off to an Eved, so what's the difference? Her children are going to be Avodim. What's the difference if she comes, if she's Miyuchis to all the greiser rebbes and all the greiser rosh hashivas, or she's from the mishpachas ketanis b'Yisrael. Her children are avodim; they're not miyuchasim. So it's a little bit hard to understand how to value legabe value being sold as a shivcha for marriage, and there'll be a chilik lefi ha mizbayish. The passion is that there really isn't a chilik. It'll be totally in her health. It'll be totally in her looks. Will be totally in her capabilities, but it won't be totally in the value, in the mishpachos. This that the Mishnah gives the dogma of gedolei shebeketanim and ketanei shebeYisrael will make a difference lefi the lashon of the Mishnah in the mevayish and the mizbayish. The gabi boishes. Boishes certainly is a different depending on a person's social and economic status. Echanani, the Tesis Yantiv points out that Hakol Lefi HaMavayish VaMizbayish and Boishes Begam is really only going on Boishes. The Begam is only mentioned over here just Amita Sholdova, that to say that besides for the Chamishim Shekel, there is a Chiv of Begam. There's a Chayiv, he's Chayiv, the Oinus Umavata, also for devaluing her, but that there's no difference between the on the value of the Shivcha, there's no difference between the Yichus, the Miuchesis, and not the Miuchesis. We'll just point out one more thing. If the devaluation of a person is taka, not l'hokul hachma, the chamishim sela is not for that, so what is he paying the chamishim sela for? What's the knas for? So l'maisin, some of the mefarshim, the Tais Yomtev brings it, Tves Yisrael brings it, that the hano over here is for hanoas hashchiva. So shal is, for the Hanos Hashchiva, it sounds like Be'etzin the value is Nishtana Kifi the standing of this Bas Yisrael. The Hanos Hashchiva L'chor is the same. There's no L'hokul Hachmeh. You want to know, in the Boishes Upagam, could there be a difference in her standing, in her status, in her capabilities? Yes. But L'gabi Hanos Hashchiva, the Ma'isabi is a Ma'isabi. What's the difference who the victim is? This is a kasha the Briskirov asks. The Ma'aseh the Ramban al HaTorah says not that way. The Ramban al HaTorah says that the Chamishim Shekel Sela, the Chamishim Sela, is for the loss of Ksuba. She's not a Psula anymore. If she's not a Psula, so she loses her Moyar, what's called in the Torah Moyar, which means basically a Ksuba. And that's a law. So for that, we chamishim sela. And for that, avada ksuba will be, you see all over the Gemara ksubas, that they have different amounts of ksubas for different mishpachas. So that, there'll be a difference between a miyuchesis and not a miyuchesis. We'll point out, by the way, that this is one of the mekoyros for ksuba being deraisa. And if it is, so some of the Rishonim say that ksuba deraisa, which is a major shaila, had a paskin, and had to evaluate the ksuba, is totally in this machlokes, because we had in bechoyros that the value of money mentioned in the Torah, if it's deraisa, we measure with one type of coinage, if it's darbanan, with another type of coinage. So when the Mishnah says this is the value of a ksuba, how to measure that depends on whether ksuba deraisa darbanan. So we'll just say that some of the Rishonim say that the ksuba of a psula is deraisa, because now we have a makor from this din of chamishim sela moyer hapsulois, whereas a be'ula will not have a ksuba deraisa. Makayma of this discussion is in Maseches Ksuba.